If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Chinese spy balloon.
This thing is so visible in the sky.
Brutal wind chills.
Anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Push for police reforms.
The focus will always be on public safety.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Pentagon officials say they're convinced a balloon in the sky high over the U.S. is part of a Chinese spy operation. Beijing says it's looking into it and warned against hyping up the issue. CBS's Catherine Herridge has more on the discovery, the concern, and what may be next.
What the heck is that?
As the silvery orb hovered over Montana, air traffic temporarily shut down and fighter jets scrambled.
What's the ground stop for?
Some special air mission, that's really all we know.
The suspected Chinese spy balloon was spotted over Billings, Montana on Wednesday. It flew from Alaska's Aleutian Islands through Canada and into Montana. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs recommended against military action, and the Pentagon decided against shooting down the balloon because of the danger posed by falling debris.
If it were a threat, I have every confidence that we would have already dealt with it by now.
Former senior intelligence official Dale Meyer-Rose said the Chinese have launched similar operations before.
So was this an intelligence gathering operation?
It's more intelligence about how we think, how we react, rather than picking up locations or activity on the ground.
This morning, wind chills in the upper Midwest are around 25 degrees below zero. CBS's Lily Aluciano says it's part of a dangerous cold front that's sweeping now into the east.
If you're staying outside, this is life or death.
In Boston, homeless shelters are full, but no one will be turned away. The city's expected to see temperatures free fall well below freezing by noon.
In the dangerous cold, we could get frostbite.
While in western New York, an overnight blast of Arctic air unleashed wind gusts of more than 40 miles an hour and whiteout conditions. The bone-chilling temperatures in the Northeast come as the South begins to feel some relief after temperatures finally rose above freezing.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Your daytime high in a place like Burlington, Vermont, is only going to be negative 5. That is the warmest you are going to get up to, and then it's actually going to get colder from there. In a place like Boston, will break a record with your morning temperature on Saturday morning of negative 6. It will feel like negative 31.
Now to South Carolina, CBS's Scott McFarlane is covering the double murder trial of a disgraced attorney.
Just hours before his wife and son were murdered in June 2021, Alec Murdoch, the now disbarred attorney in a storied family, was, according to testimony, confronted about missing money.
We made him resign.
Jeannie Seckinger, the chief financial officer of Murdoch's firm, testified $750,000 were unaccounted for and were supposed to have been handed over to the firm after a legal settlement.
I told him that I had reason to believe that he had received the funds himself and that I needed proof that he had not.
However, the jury hasn't heard this allegation yet. The judge is yet to rule on its admissibility.
New moves in the case that got the attention of millions on the podcast Serial. Adnan Syed, who spent more than 2 decades in prison for the murder of his girlfriend, that conviction was overturned last year, but as CBS's Elaine Quijano tells us, there's new court action.
The family of Haemin Lee, the ex-girlfriend Syed was accused of killing in 1999, asked a Maryland appeals court to reinstate his murder conviction and hold a new hearing on whether it should be vacated. In a brief, lawyers for Lee's brother, who lives on the West Coast, argued he was given less than one business day days' notice of the September hearing that triggered Syed's release. They added that prosecutors did not provide enough detail for him to understand or fight the evidence supporting their bid to vacate the conviction.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy denies the move to oust Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee was political payback. He says it's about her remarks about Israel in particular.
When it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make, she shouldn't serve there.
Omar says her voice will now get louder.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted?
2 years ago, Democrats removed Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from committees.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
No details have been released, but members of the Congressional Black Caucus say they've come to agreement with the White House on a plan to push police reforms after the death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis.
We are committed to meaningful, substantive reforms and a focus on public safety for all communities.
Democrat Stephen Horsford of Nevada chairs the caucus. He says Republican support will be needed to, quote, get across the finish line. Still no arrests in the shooting death of a town councilwoman in Sayreville, New Jersey. Police say 30-year-old Republican Eunice Dumfor was gunned down in her car outside her home. Ray Pisano is a neighbor who says others saw and heard it.
There was two sets of four shots, like pop, 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 pop. They looked outside and they saw somebody running into the woods, which leads to the parkway.
Reports say prosecutors in New York indicate they might file additional charges against Alan Weisselberg, the former Trump business executive, in a bid to get him to cooperate in a broad investigation into Trump. Weisselberg is already serving a 5-month sentence for tax fraud. A health facility in Iowa has been fined $10,000 after declaring a woman dead when she wasn't. CBS's Jim Crisullo.
An unidentified woman pronounced dead by a nurse at the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care Center in the Des Moines, Iowa suburb of Urbandale was discovered breathing inside a body bag after taken to a funeral home.
Just so you know, this female was transported there deceased, and she is not. They are in the chapel, and she is on a cot.
A 911 operator alerted paramedics who went to the funeral home.
Officials say the woman was returned to hospice, where she died 2 days later. There's now a voluntary recall of EzraCare artificial tears eye drops after health officials linked them to an outbreak of infections. 55 people in 12 states affected. One person died. Five suffered permanent vision loss. The Grammys are handed out Sunday. Here's CBS's Dana Cortez.
There's a lot of overlap this year with the Grammy nominees for Record and Album of the Year. Harry Styles is nominated for As It Was, and Lizzo is up for About Damn Time. Kendrick Lamar nominated for The Heart Part 5, which was released prior to his album. Mary J. Blige is up for the title song from her album, Good Morning Gorgeous. And Brandi Carlile nominated for You and Me on the Rock, featuring Lucius. Beyonce's nominated for Break My Soul, and Adele's song Easy on Me is also up for Record of the Year. Other nominees include Doja Cat for Woman, Steve Lacy for Bad Habit, and ABBA for Don't Shut Me Down.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft tells CNN he'd like to sign Tom Brady to a one-day contract so Brady can formally retire as a member of the organization, where he won 6 of his 7 Super Bowls.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
a surprise second wedding for a celebrity couple. First time.
Brandi Carlile serenaded Portia de Rossi as she entered the room in a white gown, surprising her wife of 14 years, Ellen DeGeneres, who thought she was attending Portia's birthday party.
Oh, my God.
Kris Jenner performed the service.
These two were born for each other.
Portia's opening line.
Surprise.
Friends in attendance included Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Jennifer Aniston, and Carol Burnett. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Brazil says it's going to sink a decommissioned aircraft carrier that's been towed around the Atlantic Ocean for months. No port will take it because it contains asbestos and other toxic materials. Environmentalists say it's a bad decision that will disrupt the marine food chain. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.